Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. My name is Tim Peter. And of course, we cover, as always, all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. So we're going to kick off right away by talking about a whole handful of things. It's a really interesting show today, I think. We're going to start by talking about this Twitter chat that I did earlier this week on behalf of IBM Big Data. They host a regular CXO chat on Twitter every Monday, I believe it is, or at least once every couple of weeks. And it's called the Chief Experience Officer, and it's all about customer experience and how customers interact with your brand online. So it was really a kind of neat thing. And I have to say, I learned at least as much as I shared, because it was such a great group. The topic for the chat was all about finding and following your customer's digital footprint. How can you learn from what your customers do online by their various activities? What can you follow? What can you learn about what they do, etc.? So, I mean, it started out with questions like, can you follow your customer's digital footprint? And how can businesses track the digital footprints to profile their customer base? And how far back should we trace the digital footprint? And how do you use that information to personalize the customer experience? So it was a fascinating, fascinating chat. I enjoyed myself tremendously, and it seemed to be really well received. And I've been thinking a lot about this topic since prepping for this, and then, of course, since actually doing it on Monday. So I thought I would share with you just a handful of lessons from that and a handful of topics that this generated for me as I talked through it. So obviously, you absolutely can follow your customer's digital footprint. I don't think that's going to come as a big surprise. I don't think we would have planned for an hour-long chat on Twitter if the answer was no, right? I mean, that would have been a very, very abrupt and probably not very useful topic for many people if we could answer it just that simply and that negatively. What you need to do, though, is you need to start, as I've talked about going back to our very, very, very first show, you need to think about why you're doing what you're doing. So why is it you're collecting information from your customer? Why is it you're gathering this information? Because really, your customer relationships depend on the trust that customers have for you. So if you're going to gather information, if you're going to try to learn things from your customer, you want to do it in a very respectful way. It is not your data. There is some data that's yours, right? Things that you gather in the aggregate. So how many people see your site? How many people open your emails? What do they click on? What do they share? What do they retweet? In the aggregate, that's yours. You can do with that what you will, and you should learn from it and put it to use every opportunity you get. But things like personally identifiable information, things about specific purchases, things about specific concerns, or anything that identifies the individual as an individual, that really belongs to your customer, and you need to handle that with care. That's not your data. That's their data. I always think about it in terms of I have children, and I would want to treat this data the same way I would want other people to treat my children's data. Because you worry about them. You want to make sure they're safe. You want to make sure they're taken care of. And you don't want them doing business with or interacting with people who aren't respectful of them as individuals, respectful of them as people. And so, kind of a golden rule thing, you want to live by the same token. In fact, I wrote a piece about that earlier this week where I talked about, is permission marketing still relevant? Now, permission marketing is this idea where instead of interruption, instead of things like traditional advertising where you interrupt people while they're doing something else, such as watching TV or listening to the radio or, oh, I don't know, listening to a podcast, right? You actually are doing it based on the fact that you're doing it when people are asking you to. And that's a fundamental concept of content marketing. It's a fundamental concept of what's called inbound marketing. It's all about making sure that you understand what your people, what your customers are trying to do, and you're trying to add to that. You're trying to help them with that at a time when they're ready for it and at a time when they're asking for it. Now, you can do it wrong. For instance, there's a piece on The Consumerist from a couple months ago where Verizon Wireless was selling reports that contained data about its customers' phone usage and browsing activity. Now, some people actually think, the Electronic Frontier Foundation said that this could be a violation of the Wiretap Act. I mean, that's a criminal act. That's probably the worst case scenario if you're a brand, is to have people think you're wiretapping them, right? You want to be helpful. You don't want to be icky. You don't want to be creepy. And so if you're using things in a way that is not helpful, or you're using things in a way that you wouldn't feel comfortable with your customers knowing about, you really ought to ask yourself whether or not you should do that. I mean, that's really pretty core, pretty fundamental. So when I create a podcast, or when I create a blog post, or when I send out an email, it is only going to those people who either find it via search, subscribe via RSS, have opted into the email list. Right? Customers have asked to be included in this information or to learn from this information. And when they don't know about it. This isn't like TV advertising where you sit down because you want to watch 30 Rock and suddenly you're getting ads for things that you don't care about. So it's very, very fundamental that you're thinking very carefully about how am I using this information to help my customer. Now, of course, one of the best ways to help your customer is with things like search. There was a really cool piece on the analytics blog, on Google Analytics blog, out on Blogger, that talked about how lastminute.com found that they were undervaluing non-brand search. So this is when people were searching for things like travel, right? Travel to New York City, vacations in New York City, as opposed to searching for lastminute.com. And they discovered by doing a series of tests with controls and things like that, and obviously you all know I'm a big fan of A-B testing and testing the right way, they found that they weren't valuing their brand, their non-brand search near as well as they ought to. They were undervaluing it by about 40%. So the thing that's cool about that, besides the testing aspect, which, again, you know I love, it's that search really fits perfectly into a permission marketing type landscape. Because you're not hitting the customer when they're not asking for it. You're not interrupting them. You're not getting in the way of them. They've actually said, man, I'm looking for something. I've got a real need. I've got a real problem that I need to solve, right? The old analogy about a customer never goes looking for a drill, they go looking for a hole. You've heard me say that before, I'm sure, plenty of times. I'm probably going to have to find a new analogy soon. But it's something where the customer really cares about it at that moment, and so you're helping them at that moment. That's a good thing. That's an exceptionally good thing. And that's the best, most effective marketing you can do. In fact, I wrote a whole thing just today, actually. Well, today when I recorded this, not today when you'll be hearing this, but I wrote a thing for Biznology, the Biznology blog, on three key tips to create search campaigns that convert. That I'm also going to link to in the show notes because I think you'll enjoy that. And it goes into specifically how you can use your search to help your customer and do it in such a way that it helps your business too. So that's the kind of thing that you want to focus on. Now, since I started the show today by talking about finding and following your customer, I want to point out two books to you that I highly recommend you read. I'm going to be very honest. They're a little nerdy, and they're a little more technical than the sorts of things I typically point you to. But they're by a great guy named Douglas Hubbard. The first one is called How to Measure Anything, Finding the Value of Intangibles in Business. And the other one is called Pulse, the new science of harnessing internet buzz to track threats and opportunities. And it's really one of the first books about big data. It's been out for a couple of years. How to Track Anything has been out for even longer, and it's a book that I've been recommending for a long, long, long time. But they're well worth the read and will really point you to the kind of thinking that will help you learn from your customer, whether they're using search, whether you're using paid search, natural search, email, social, content marketing, traditional media, etc. They really help you create the right kind of picture of your customer and learn about the kinds of things you can do to learn from your customer. And fundamentally, that's what you want to do, because that's what will make you the most successful. The more you learn and the more you're able to apply those learnings, the more successful you'll be in the long run. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you being here. Remember that you can subscribe to the show on the blog at timpeter.com/blog and just click on the podcast link on the right. You can also subscribe on iTunes by doing a search for Thinks Out Loud or Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And you can subscribe on blueberry.com. Again, do a search for Thinks Out Loud. So thank you as ever for tuning in. Again, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that email address is podcast@timpeter.com. And I'm going to thank you one more time for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Have a really great week, everybody.